Curve Global, we think, has got three things that we do. The first thing is we offer portfolio margining between swaps and futures, or futures and futures, so gilt versus bund, for example. The second thing we do is we've got cheaper or lower fees, and we don't charge for data. So you say, well, that's great, and both of those are interesting, and both of those are required, but neither of them are super sufficient to generate a massive market in our mind. We kind of think they're great accelerants. But the third thing that we've done over the last few months, and last couple of years really, is drive a change in market structure. And if you think about fixed income products, you can trade a FRA or a single period swap, or you could trade a money market future. And people, when they're trading FRAs, are trading really tightly. You're getting a FRA, you're trading to an IMM date on the FRA, but you're negotiating a price to like a sixth decimal or something like that. Meanwhile, it used to be in sterling, the bid offer was one basis point or one tick wide, right? It's like, hold on a second, that's, you know, people with FRAs versus that. So we've said, well, hold on a second. At the back end, we're trying to bring swaps and futures together. But at the front end, why don't we allow people to trade anywhere between the bid and the offer? Now, clearly, nobody wants to stream prices on that basis because you're just going to get picked off. And it's not that we want to create a block-only market. We don't. We want to create a hybrid market where people can execute in ways that work for them, both on the order book and off the order book. But what we've done is allowed people to trade anywhere between the bid and the offer. And that just captures people's imagination. It means that they can get a better price. And not only a better price, it means that if you're in a pro rata market, you've got two choices. You can either cross the spread, or you can sit there on the offer or on the bid and just wait. And do you sit there with your, yeah, exactly, do I sit there and wait for 5 minutes? How much do I put up? If I want to do 100 lots, do I put up 100 lots? Or because it's pro rata, do I put up 1,000 lots to hope that I get more done? So all of those are risk-based choices. Well, there's a third way of doing it now. You can agree a price in the middle of the market with a broker and get it done on Curve Global. And so that has driven an adoption of more people. It's driven an adoption of products. And it's just provided just people holding more interest because we just got more people trading in the market. First of all, in issuance markets, we're just issuing lots of bonds. And when I say we, the London Stock Exchange is helping issue lots of bonds that are SONIA denominated. This is not something that happens infrequently. And even on the pricing, people are telling me, and this is anecdotal, that they can price a couple of basis points inside the equivalent price on LIBOR because there's a real demand for SONIA-led issuance. And so that's kind of handy and useful, but also it means that the whole process is not new. The very first one was new, but now it's just vanilla and easy, and people can issue them, so they're included within programs. The second thing is, if you look at LCH, the amount of swaps that are done in SONIA. Last year, there were more SONIA discounted swaps cleared at LCH by volume than there were LIBOR-based. Now, if you look at DV01 or risk-based terms, that probably comes down to just a bit less than a third. But still, that's hugely increased year over year. And the trend's your friend in terms of the growth of that market. And then in thirdly, futures, the open interest across the exchanges that are doing it continues to grow. Curve's doing particularly well. We've got a large amount of block business that's also occurring on the market, partly because of the fractional blocks and things. So I think when you're looking about IBOR replacement, it's not about our futures solution or our swaps solution or our issuance solution. You have to get the whole of the market that is interdependent on one another to move simultaneously.